Well, next hour, Varla Ventura joins us as we talk about the paranormal side of her life. Oh, you're going to love it. But we've got Doc Wallach this hour as we take your calls. He's from criticalhealthnews.com, our sponsor, our partner. And here's that number to call where people are there waiting to help you at 855-949-7234. Back with Doc Wallach and your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, these moments fly by when you're on. You know that?
Well, when you're helping people, you have to ask them a few questions. And, of course, you get into the story, and you can actually see what's going on by asking questions. And as one of those things where you don't want to rush it, you want to get it correct. Just remember, Mayo Clinic says 88% of diagnoses are overthrown by the second opinion.
Well, after they talk to you, I don't think they run out for a second opinion. I think you are the second opinion.
You're very gracious. Thank you, George.
Doc, in your career, is there that one story, that one case that you keep thinking about, which was for you maybe the most heartwarming, maybe the most thought-provoking case that you've dealt with? Is there one out there that stands out?
Well, there's many, but let me pick one, which is, of course, one of my favorites and one of the reasons why I'm considered one of the fathers of the science of epigenetics. After having done, maybe 30,000 autopsies, 8,000 human autopsies, and the rest of them maybe 22,000 of over 454 species of zoo animals in the big zoos around North America. In the Yerkes Primate Center at Atlanta, Georgia, at Emory University, I found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis. And cystic fibrosis is supposed to be a genetic disease of human beings. And the average lifespan of kids who would have this, they'd live to be 12, 14 years of age, and that was usually the end of it. Well, to make a long story short, in this colony, they had saved the blood, frozen blood, from the parents of this monkey every month for 6 years. And there were 24 other pairs of monkeys, adult pairs, which had babies about the same age, 6 months of age, the one I did the autopsy on. And they had saved all their blood. And so I went back and got permission to get biopsies of the other 24 baby monkeys. They all had cystic fibrosis. Looking at the blood test, or the blood samples that had been saved for 6 years, I found the one nutrient that was missing, gave it to the other monkeys, and they all were healed. And I got very excited about this and actually put together a treatment approach for cystic fibrosis in human beings and began to treat human beings. I'm still a veterinarian at that time. I hadn't gone back to school and become a naturopathic physician. Wrote it up and was so excited, took it to the powers that be at Emory University, and they fired me. They said, "Wally, you can't treat..."
They fired you?
Yeah, they fired me. Instead of saying, "Well, let's call the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation," which they did, and they agreed, their experts agreed when they looked at my slides, said that's it. But when I told them it wasn't genetic, that it could be reversed and prevented, and if they could want to, I could give them 1,000 baby monkeys with cystic fibrosis so they could study it, they fired me. That's when I went back to school to become a naturopathic physician. And here's where the story gets even more interesting. I went to China and did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of what's called Keeshan disease. Keeshan disease is what we would call hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. It's a sudden heart death you see in young athletes in the United
sad.
States.
Sad, yeah. Jogging or something like that.
Exactly. Or playing football or running track or basketball happens quite frequently. And they're dead before they hit the ground. The heart just
stops, goes
to pieces, and because of this deficiency, is one nutrient. Well, it was my proposal that same nutrient deficiency was also the cause of cystic fibrosis. So I go to Keeshan Province, China, which has the highest rate of this cardiomyopathy heart disease in kids. So I did my 1,700 autopsies of these kids under the age of 10, and I was hoping to find 50 of these Chinese kids that would have cystic fibrosis, and I could make the connection. Well, I failed in that. I didn't find 50. I found 595, fully 35% had cystic fibrosis, 100% had muscular dystrophy, 200 out of the 1,700 had crib death, sudden infant death syndrome. They're under 3 months of age. And I wrote this all up and got it published in Chinese, in Mandarin and Cantonese, also got it published in English in the Journal of Trace Element Research Institute, and sent all this stuff to a guy by the name of Jerry Lewis. You ever hear of Jerry Lewis?
I've heard of Jerry Lewis.
And we also had worked with a bunch of Amish kids that had had muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis, able to reverse it in these kids, gave him all the charts and everything. He was so excited, he took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. This was going to be the pinnacle of 22 years of raising money for research for muscular dystrophy. He took it to them. In 24 hours, they fired him and stopped all of the telethons in 2011.
Oh, my God. I remember when they got rid of him. I thought it was unbelievable after all the years he had put in.
Billions of dollars he raised for them. And they fired him because he had brought them the prevention and the cure. That's what really is a story. Something,
Doc,
for me.
Yep. Let's go to the phones. They line up for you. This hour is going to go by fast. East of the Rockies, Frank is in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling, Frank. Go ahead. How can we help you?
Hi, Mr. Norrie. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Frank.
And I just want to say real quick, I called back in December. You had a guy on secret space program.
Right, Corey Good.
Yes, and I didn't get a chance to thank you for that.
You're very welcome. But,
okay, my question for Dr. Wallach is, I know about the gluten, and been listening to him and taking his advice, and I stopped eating lunch meat and stuff like that, and I still have asthma, and I have heartburn really bad. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, I take Nexium for the heartburn, and it helps. But I've been hearing horror stories about taking Nexium all the time, and I was wondering what his thoughts were on that.
Okay. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, so you have reflux, you're taking Nexium, you have heartburn, and you said you had asthma, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and isn't it not really improved? Is that correct?
Whenever I went to see an asthma and immunologist, lung doctor, because I thought I had a lung problem, and he told me to start taking the Nexium again, and he gave me some other things to take.
Well, you should report him to the State Medical Association, because it's incorrect. Okay, well, here we go. What do you weigh, sir?
About 195, 200.
Okay. Okay, now, 195.
Yes, 5'11".
Okay, now, 5'11", okay,
now,
Doc.
Okay. Now, in addition to getting rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, you're working on that with getting rid of the deli slices and sandwich meats. No oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, no mayonnaise, no seltzer, no cooking oil, and no gluten, no wheat, bread, or oats. But the other piece is, a big fellow like yourself, you have to take the 90 essential nutrients according to your body weight. You have to take, I'd say, two healthy brain and heart packs a month, one for each 100 pounds of body weight, a full dose of breakfast and dinner. That's going to give you the nutrients necessary to support your body's ability to heal itself. Now, when you have asthma, this is a deficiency of a certain class of nutrients, and we get rid of it in 2 weeks. And so if you're not showing any symptoms after symptom relief of your asthma and bronchitis after 2 weeks, that means you're not absorbing. That means you're still getting cross-contamination from gluten somewhere. It could be the dog food, spouse, mother-in-law, kids that are going to school, or you don't work in a bakery, do you?
In a school.
He's in a school.
No. I'm a custodian.
Okay. Okay. Do you clean the kitchen?
No. I clean the classrooms.
Classrooms, Doc.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, they eat gluten and they have it in the trash and they throw their leftover lunches and stuff like that in the trash cans, and you mess with that, you may be getting your gluten contamination there. So you need to wear a mask. You need to wear rubber gloves.
Jeez, you're that sensitive to that stuff, Doc?
Oh, yes, sir. And then you need to wash your clothes before you go into the house. You have to have a change of clothes when you leave there.
You got to be kidding. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, we have problems where the kids have asthma, and the father feeds wheat grains to cattle, and he comes home, they wash the clothes together in the same washer and dryer, and he's cross-contaminating the kid by washing his clothes he's fed the cattle with and the grains in the same washer and dryer that the kid has his clothes washed in. And so it's very important to get rid of all that. You got to get rid of the bad stuff. You cannot out-supplement a bad environment or out-supplement a bad diet.
Good point.
And then two healthy brain and heart packs per month. And let's see here. I would throw in one more thing. I would go ahead and get two extra bottles of what we call the EFA pluses, which are EFA pluses or fish oils. And I would go ahead and take three of those twice a day in addition to everything else. I take 18 of those a day.
18 of them, Doc?
Yeah,
I take one.
I take 18. You know, your size, George, and I know you, and so you should be taking at least six a day, three breakfast, three dinner time at least, and you'll prevent thrombotic stroke. You'll prevent coronary thrombosis. You'll prevent a blood clot in your heart, you know, just like Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia from Star Trek, or Star Wars, excuse me, Star Wars. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars. And she was, everybody, the plane landed in L.A., everybody got off the plane, and she was found dead.
She was dead.
With a coronary thrombosis.
She was dead. Let me give out this number again. Doc's giving you some great information, but if you miss it, you can call people that are part of his team at 855-949-7234. They will take the time to chat with you. Frank, good luck. Check in with us the next time Doc's on. Let's see if these added things have helped you a little bit more. Boy, but what a pain in the neck, Doc, to have to wash your clothes and all that all the time?
Yeah, and it has to be in a separate washer and dryer facility than somebody else who's living in a house that's working.
No, not everybody can have two washers.
Well, sure, you have one in the garage and one in the house.
Oh, Doc.
You cannot wash your clothes in a public laundromat because everybody's eating gluten.
What's wrong of washing your clothes with somebody else in your family?
Because if they're eating gluten, they're cross-contaminating you. Their gluten will get on your clothes, and then when you put your clothes on, you're getting the gluten.
Won't it just all wash away when everybody's washing the clothes?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Norma in Ventura, California. Welcome to the show, West of the Rockies. Hi, Norma.
Hi there, Dr. Wallach. I'm George.
Hi.
My problem is that I had a paraesophageal hernia repair less than 2 years ago. And using mesh implant or something, and I've never been the same since. I have a terrible time digesting food. The omeprazole, Nexium, the purple pills, whatever, I take them, and they come up about 20 minutes later. So, I mean, I'm just in terrible distress. I am never at a time where I'm not in distress. My stomach
work
all night long trying to digest.
Sure. What do you weigh?
About 140.
Okay, how tall are you?
About 5'3".
Okay, so maybe 10, 15 pounds overweight, not much, a little bit. And so you need to get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the glutens, right? But also, when you take Nexium, it's actually 1-800-BAD-DRUG, okay? They're starting to put that on now, on Nexium and these other PPIs, protein pump inhibitors that stop the production of stomach acid. When people have reflux, okay, which can lead to esophageal hernias and these sorts of things, Barrett's esophagitis and so on. It really should be called lack of acid reflux. What happens is your stomach is supposed to be a pH of 1.2, with 1 being the most acid, 14 being the most alkaline, 7 being neutral. Your stomach environment should be 1.2. I mean, you should be able to burn holes in metal with your stomach fluids, okay? And this keeps your stomach sterile. Yeast and bacteria won't grow in there. Now, you get your pH in your stomach, using PPIs and Nexium, these sorts of things, antacids, your pH goes up. Or you're drinking alkaline water, your pH goes up, and you're, say, at 3 or 4 or 5, approaching neutral, which is 7. Now yeast and bacteria can grow, and any time you consume sugar or carbohydrates or fiber, these yeast and bacteria will ferment them into gas. You get bloating and reflux. And you cannot digest stuff. You cannot digest proteins into amino acids. You cannot absorb B12 without acid stomach, and your stomach will not be sterile. So we actually have, in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, again, 145 pounds, I would go ahead and take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack, divide it in half, half at breakfast, half at dinner time. But I would also take the ultimate enzymes. It has stomach acid in it. Give up the Nexium, throw that away. And because it's not working, you know, it's just real simple. It's not working, don't use it. And so what you do is you take the ultimate enzymes, which has stomach acid in it, take one or two of those, say 2 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water. That'll begin to acidify the stomach. And then we have a peppermint oil from our ancient legacy division, which is our aromatherapy oil division, which are plant medicines. And you can take 5 drops of this peppermint oil, from our Ancient Legacy division, put it into an 8-ounce cup of hot water like you're making a tea out of it, sip on that throughout the meal. It will prevent the bloating. I mean, like in 30 seconds, the bloating goes away. And it will prevent you from getting gastritis and staying up all night from a stomach ache.
Doc, if let me ask you a question about people by age brackets. If you're in your 20s to 30s, do you do things differently than if you're in your 30s to 40s and then 40s to 50s and up?
Not really, George. It goes by body weight. Same way with kids. For instance, the Healthy Start Pack, which is a basic program for prevention and minor problems, it'd be one for 100 pounds of body weight. So you have a 50-pound kid, that one Healthy Start Pack will last them 2 months. You have a 30-pound kid, it'll last them 3 months, and so on. And so we all need, whether you're an embryo, a one-week-old embryo, a newborn baby, a 6-year-old, a 20-year-old, 25-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 100-year-old, we all need these 90 essential nutrients in the exact proper ratio based on body weight. Body weight's the most important thing rather than age.
Okay, let's take another call, and then we'll take a break and come back with final calls with Doc Wallach. Jilly's in Wisconsin. Hi, Jilly. Thanks for calling. Go ahead. You with us?
Hello.
Hi, Jilly. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you. 40 years ago, when I was 16, I had contracted toxic shock syndrome from the Rely tampon.
Okay. Very familiar with it.
I was very sick the first month I used it in the hospital, went home very next month, my next cycle.
I remember a lot of those. Doc, her phone's a little wavy, if you can give us just a quick advice on that one.
Okay. All right. And I'm assuming she's still having those sorts of issues. Toxic shock syndrome, of course, is where Staphylococcus skin bacteria actually invade the tampon. And many women would use 2 or 3 tampons because they had heavy flow, or they would leave the tampons in for 2 or 3 days because they're traveling or something. And, of course, the toxic byproduct of the Staphylococcus metabolism would cause toxic shock syndrome, can make women very sick or even kill them.
And antibiotics wouldn't help?
Well, not really, because there's very little blood supply on the surface of the birth canal there, okay? And so you can't get the antibiotics to it. And so what I like to use is go ahead with the tampons, but just use one and soak it while it's still in the applicator with our colloidal silver, or Envision colloidal silver, a full drop or full or two, and then apply it before you go to bed during the period, and the colloidal silver will kill the staphylococcus.
Well, I heard that works. That colloidal silver is wonderful. Doc, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap things up with final phone calls in just a moment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call his army that is working around the clock, 1-855-949-7234. Varla Ventura joins us next hour. She's an expert in werewolves and vampires and all kinds of creatures. So get ready for that paranormal outing with Varla. And by the way, our magical mystery tour really takes us into Everett, Washington on Saturday, July 29th. Looking forward to our live stage show at the historic Everett Opera House. It's going to be a fun time. I'm really looking forward to this. 4 incredible guests and I'm not going to tell you who they are. You're going to have to go to the website and find out. But it's going to be a great show. We're going to do a meet and greet afterward. Simply go to our website, coasttocoastam.com, click one of the 4 highlight button reels, and you will see the information to take you to the historic Everett Theater. If you do not have a computer, here is a phone number for you to get rolling, and that is 425-258-6766. That's 425-258-6766. Come on down from Vancouver, Canada. Come on up from Seattle. Come on up from Portland. I'll meet you in Everett, Washington on Saturday, July 29th. And welcome back to Coast. We are back with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that phone number where a number of people are just standing by answering phones right now at 1-855-949-7234. I understand it's like a telethon over there, Joel, where they the calls
we
just
can
keep
help America
rolling
be
in.
Disease-free.
Well, that sure would be a nice goal. Tell us the story, the amazing story of the ophthalmologist who just about tried to call you every name in the book until you took over some of his patients and did some remarkable things. Remember that one?
Oh, yes. We're talking about, I was in Salt Lake City. This, gosh, got to be 12 years ago. And right after I gave my lecture, we always have a Q&A session. First guy in the front row, he's got to be in his 30s, says, my grandmother is 85 years old. She's been legally blind for 6 years with macular degeneration. Can you help her? I said, yeah, I can reverse that. Guy jumps up in the back of the room, says, hey, Wallach, you're a liar. I said, well, who are you? He says, well, I'm an eye doctor, and macular degeneration is a disease of older people. You can't prevent it. You can't reverse it. I said, I'll tell you what, let's have a little wager here. He said, okay, you're on. I said, if you would, why don't you give me 12 of your patients.
Of his patients.
You've diagnosed.
Yep.
Yeah, that you've diagnosed with macular degeneration. They're legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years. And if 90 days, if I could get 50% of them, if I could get 6 out of the 12 to read 20/20, you'd apologize in public. He's kind of a cocky fellow, and he says, if you can get one to read 20/20 in 90 days, I'll apologize in public. Buy a steak dinner and a glass of wine. So the next day...
Little did he know you don't eat steak. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No, I eat steak for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, and so at any rate... he brings me 27 charts the next day. He had diagnosed with macular degeneration. He had determined they're all legally blind for 6, 8, 10 years. And I said, well, who's going to pay for all those supplements? He says, well, if you get your one that you get to read 20/20, 90 days, he, the eye doctor, would pay for it. If I couldn't get one or more, then I would pay for it. He says,
you
you're
need
on.
It. Well,
let's
okay.
do all 27. He says, you're on. Let's do 27 instead of 12. Well, to make a long story short, George, I talked to each of those patients myself because I was afraid he would not give them the whole story and, you know, he'd kind of stack it his way. So I had the protocol typed out and copied for each one of them. I talked to each one and made sure they understood. We got them the supplements. In 90 days, George, all 27 could read 20/20. Okay?
Oh,
only
that's amazing.
Only 2 required glasses. 25 didn't even need glasses. So he kept his word. We went to a steakhouse, public steakhouse.
And was he in shock?
He was in shock, bought me the steak dinner, got me a glass of wine, and he gave me this CD called Seeing is Believing that he had made telling the story. And we sell millions of those every year because there's so many people with eye problems, macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, and so forth, and we're able to help them all. And so we were very excited that CD is available to people, called Seeing is Believing.
Doc, why isn't this more well-known?
Well,
this is an amazing story.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, we tell the story once in a while, and people will ask about macular degeneration during Q&A, and I really appreciate you asking about the story here because it allows me to share that with your audience. But macular degeneration, which is the most common cause of blindness in seniors, is easily preventable and easily reversible. It never fails to be reversed. It's you know, once you know what the problem is, it's very easy to deal with it.
If you do it right.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've been doing it commercially for 40 years, and so that's why I was so confident when he asked about it that we could reverse it. And so this just gave us a tool to get the information out to people. And when we do trade shows, as you and I are going to do here up in Canada now too.
We're going to be in Toronto in a couple weeks at the Toronto Health Show, and I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be – and pharmacist Ben Fuchs is going to be there. Ty Bollinger is going to be there.
Oh, that's great.
It's just a super panel.
Yeah, it'll be a super panel, and you're going to be lecturing. I'm going to be lecturing. But at the booth, we'll have all of our CDs and DVDs and books and things.
Good.
And we will make sure that they know about the George Norrie Show.
Oh, they do. We're highly rated in Toronto up there. Let's go to Lynn in Lutz, Florida. Lynn, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Doc Wallach. Go ahead. Are you still there, Lynn? I guess not. Too bad she was holding for such a long time. Let's go to Fred in Buffalo, New York, though. Hey, Fred, go ahead.
Hey, George. Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Good, Fred.
First time caller. I listened to you for a long time.
I'm glad you got through.
Yes. Quick background. I joined the Marines when I was 17. Served my country, did the 4 years.
Thank you for your service.
That was back in the late 70s. Stationed at Camp Lejeune. Fast forward 40 years. 2010, I was sent a letter from the Commandant of the Marine Corps that we'd all been exposed to chemicals in the water system. Dry cleaning solutions, gun cleaning solutions, all kinds of cleaning solvents. We were drinking it, cooking with it, bathing in it. Since then, I developed hand tremors and been diagnosed with possible Parkinson's because of it. So that's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is I'm a very hefty 310 pounds now.
How tall are you? How tall are you?
5'8".
5'8", Doc.
5'8"?
Yep.
5'8", yes, sir.
Yeah, 5'8", I'd like to see you weigh 165, so, you know, you're a good 150, 160 overweight. And give me the diagnosis again. You kind of broke up there.
They diagnosed me with early stages of Parkinson's disease.
Parkinson's disease, Doc. Go ahead.
Yeah, Parkinson's disease. And how long ago was this?
Just recently, actually. The shakes started about 2 years ago, but I just now got to a neurologist, and I've got to go to another neurologist in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, well, they're not going to help you much. Yeah, if that diagnosis is correct, and when you get the second and third opinion, call us back. But
it'll change, right?
Yeah. 88% wrong, okay? But let's assume they're correct here for a moment. So ideally, this is by body weight. So you're going to need three of everything, right? Now, if it's burdensome financially, don't go any lower than two. But I'm going to give you the ideal. If you have to cut it by a third for finances, we understand that. It'll just take a little longer. So you got to get rid of all the bad foods, okay? Because you're damaging your brain by eating the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. Okay, no wheat, butter, or oats. Got to get rid of all that stuff. And I would then be sure you're going to eat like 8 to 10 eggs a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And so you need 24 eggs a day. I've had people with Parkinson's disease. I mean, this was actually Moose Jaw Canada, a billionaire by the name of David Dietrichs. And he had terrible, terrible terminal Parkinson's disease. And I'm going to give you the exact same program. He weighed 260, so we gave him the same program I'm going to give you. And we got him on three healthy branded heart packs per month. Now, remember, you got to get rid of the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, wheat, brown, and oats. Three healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose for everything at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then we got him to eat 24 eggs a day. You need 24 eggs a day. They can be soft scrambled in butter. They can be soft poached with soft yolks. They can be soft boiled with soft yolks. And split them up into a third at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So don't take them all at once. And then, also in addition to the two healthy branded heart packs, I would also take Synaptive, the raw materials that your brain cells need to create neurotransmitters so they can talk to each other. Go ahead and take three times a day. That'll be three bottles a month of Synaptive. Remember, this is ideal. If you have to cut it by a third, that's fine. Three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner, that's Synaptive. Then you want the de-stress capsules. Take three of those three times a day. That's three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. Okay, all this is for brain metabolism. Okay. And let's see here. I would also throw in what we call Immortalium, which encourages...
I still love that name, by the way, Doc.
Yeah, Immortalium, just like immortality, right? And it encourages stem cells to rebuild whatever tissue they're in. In this case, you want the stem cells of the brain to rebuild the brain. We have the capacity to do that. Doctors don't believe you can do that. Well, we do this all the time. Parkinson's disease is a very easy disease to reverse. To make the long story short, this is David Dietrichs. I went up there 90 days later to kind of do a follow-up in this community, because when we met him, David Dietrichs, that was our first meeting in Moose Jaw. Came back 90 days later. He's perfectly normal. Big 6-foot strapping guy, but he weighed 260 pounds. So he comes walking up and he introduces himself. Are you Dr. Wall? Yeah. He says, well, they tell me you saved my life and blah, 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 and all sorts of stuff. And he brought the entire administrative staff of Sun Life of Canada, which is kind of like their Blue Cross Blue Shield. They sat through my lecture, and so I said, what do you guys think? Are you going to pay for my approach to dealing with Parkinson's disease? They said, oh, no. We believe that you have hypnotized David to make him think here.
You hypnotized
him. That's how silly these doctors were.
That's what you've done to us all, Doc. You've hypnotized us. Oh, my God. Thanks, Fred. I hope it helps. And again, folks, if you miss what Doc's talking to you about, call 855-949-7234. You can also go to criticalhealthnews.com, but there are human beings on the other end of that phone number, and they will go through the things that Doc has been talking about tonight. Doc, email in from Bill in Wichita, and obviously we don't give their last names, but he has rheumatoid arthritis. What do you do? You know what? I'd kind of recommend turmeric, but what would you recommend here?
Okay, well, rheumatoid arthritis is an infection, a secondary infection with a bug called mycoplasma, which is really a chronic respiratory bug, in bone-to-bone arthritis. And so you've got bone-to-bone arthritis, which is a simple nutritional deficiency. Then you've got the secondary invasion by this bug called mycoplasma, which is killable in 2 weeks with an antibiotic called minocycline, like the little baitfish minocycline, which is a member of the tetracycline family, just like you can kill syphilis in 2 weeks with penicillin. And so we also have a wonderful blend of 8 herbs called killer biotic. They'll all 8 support the immune system. But it also has 2 of them, which are antimicrobial, will kill bacteria, fungus, yeast, and also viruses. So I suggest that somebody get their prescription for 2 to 4 weeks of the minocycline from the rheumatologist. Take 1 healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Take the glucogel, which is the secret sauce to support, promote, maintenance, repair cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. So you go ahead and take 15 of those a day per say 150, 200 pounds, so at 300 pounds, I want to take, let's say it weighs 300 pounds, you want to take 20 of those glucogel a day. It would be 3 bottles a month of glucogel, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, 5 at bedtime, a glass of water. For the pain, discomfort, and swelling, and inflammation, he can use topically our CM cream and put 5 or 6 drops of the trauma oil, T-R-A-U-M-A, trauma oil, a blend of oils that actually kill pain in, say, 5 or 10 minutes. You get significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. You may have to use it 2 or 3 times a day. And after a month or two, you won't need to apply the CM cream trauma oil mix on your joints anymore, because as your joints repair, you don't have the pain. And but the people do have to stay on the 90 for life, because our cartilage, ligaments, tendons go away, our skin goes away, our liver goes away, our brains go away, our eyes go away. And you need these raw materials for your genes, DNA, and RNA to do their job, which is to maintain and repair things as we lose them naturally. And so without them, you get disease, because they go away and you get disease. And this actually replaces everything that goes away.
Doc, let's take a couple more calls before we're out of time. Karen is with us in Franklinville, New Jersey, east of the Rockies. Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. Good show. Good morning, Doctor.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
I'm so lucky to be on. Doctor, I need to know your opinion. I was diagnosed with an abundance of carbon dioxide in my system, and okay. I don't know what the cause is.
Okay, now this is carbon dioxide, not carbon monoxide. Right?
Carbon dioxide, yeah.
Okay, okay. How much do you weigh?
I weigh under 30 pounds.
Okay. Now, it takes 90 cents nutrients to make the proper exchange where the carbon dioxide gets breathed out and the oxygen gets breathed in and distributed all your cells. And so we have to make your cell membranes happy and healthy. So none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And you say you weigh 150 pounds, correct?
130 pounds, right, right.
130 pounds. Okay, 130 pounds. I go ahead and take 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month, 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. And then,
what is it called?
Healthy brain, like that little fat thing in your skull.
Brain
and heart pack per month. Healthy brain and heart pack per month.
Okay.
One per month. Divide it in half. Half a dose of breakfast. Half a dose of dinner time. Then, also to make your cell membranes healthy, we want to also have antioxidants to relieve any free radical damage.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that means I'd like to see it take Z radical, Z like zebra, dash in the word radical. It has 3 super juices in it and fucoidin, which come from a red marine algae. 850 scientific studies on this, how it reduces free radical damage to our cells. And so I'd like you to take 2 ounces a day, 1 at breakfast, 1 at dinner time. That's 2 quart bottles a month of the Z radical, Z like zebra, dash radical.
Yeah.
And then, mm-hmm. Also, I would take something that's going to oxygenize yourself, okay? More oxygen, less CO2. We have a product that's also a liquid called OxyBody. It's an aloe juice, really a great cleansing thing, the aloe juice. But it has hydrogen peroxide, and it's a source of a oxygen supplement. And somebody your weight, you could take an ounce maybe a half hour before breakfast in a glass of water. You could take an ounce a half hour before dinner time in a glass of water. And this is going to hyper-oxygenate your body, okay? So We're very, very proud of that. We've had it for like 40 years. It's just a great product.
Wow, 40 years you've been doing this, Doc.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Commercially, we've been doing it for 40 years. I've been doing it for 73 years personally, George.
How old are you?
Well, in 2 years, I'm going to be 80. Does that give you a hint?
No, you're not.
Yep.
You're going to be 80 years old in 2 years?
Yes, sir.
I thought you were in your late 50s.
Most people think I do because I look like I'm in my 50s. And that's because I've been taking this for 73 years twice a day. I've never missed.
Actually, I thought you were 30 but looked old for your age.
But nobody's going to steal an airplane with me on it, I'll tell you. I can still hold my own.
Man. Yeah, you would. You're a toughie. I've seen you in events. I'm looking forward to this one in Toronto with you. We're going to have some fun.
We'll have a great time. We'll help a lot of people.
Well, that's the important thing. And as we wrap up this program tonight, Doc, with just the time we have left, I want to thank you for helping the Coast to Coast listeners out of their situation. I have never seen a time period where more people need more medical advice and health and everything else. And though, folks, these are not the cures, you know, you can't say that. But I'm telling you, they will help you indeed. Doc, I would guess you feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely, George. We can't thank you enough for letting us share with your wonderful listeners. And it's just been, you know, and I personally don't make any money from the sale of any of these products. I don't get a salary. I don't get any money from the company.
I know that. This is a passion for you.
Yeah, it's a passion. And so I just kind of live off the land, and the people who I do events with, they actually feed me and house me and all that kind of stuff. And so I live off the land. I've been living off the land for 40 years. And the whole idea is to devote every waking moment and every ounce of everything I can do to saving people.
Good for you. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that last time I'll give you the number where people are there. They're waiting to help you at 855-949-RADIO, which is 855-949-7234. Up next, Varla Ventura joins us as we talk about werewolves and vampires and all kinds of creatures next on Coast to Coast AM.